We're doing the Kiddush Chanuch Mikol Chaim. We're up to the 14th chapter, Kriyat Shema and its blessings, the 23rd halacha, halacha Yud Gimel. B'Kriyat Shema yesh reish mem hei tevot. In the prayer of Kriyat Shema,
I thought Kaf
Gimel. That's what we're up to. Kaf Gimel.
Yes.
Yeah. B'Kriyat Shema yesh reish mem hei tevot. There are 245 words in Kriyat Shema. Ushlech Tzibur Chozer Hashem Elokechem Emet, and the Shaliach Tzibur, after he finishes Shema, repeats the words Hashem Elokechem Emet. People sometimes don't know this. They think that it's like other blessings, just like in benching, for example. When you're leading benching, so you don't repeat the blessing in the end, you just say that part out loud. When you're a chazan, you don't repeat things other than the Shemona Esrei, of course, that you repeat. You just say parts of the prayer out loud. You're not saying it twice. You're not saying it once silently and then again out loud. The only time is of Shemona Esrei, which you're saying a second time, is Shaliach Tzibur. And these last three words in Shema, which the Shaliach Tzibur finishes Shema, he says, Hashem Elokechem Emes, and then he raises his voice and repeats the last three words. He says, Hashem Elokechem Emes, a second time, Kedei Lashlim Remach. This is so that we end up having said 248 words in Shema, and the Shaliach Tzibur is saying it on behalf of all of us, so we have to have in mind that he's saying it on our behalf, and if you're not davening in shul, then, first of all, nu, make it to shul. And secondly, if you're not davening in shul, then the custom is that we begin with Kel Melech Ne'eman. We begin Shema with those three words to supplement the 248. We'll get to you in a second. Kiminyan Evarav Shel Adam, because 248 are the limbs of a human being, and if you want to see the enumeration, look at the Mishnah in the end of the first chapter, the last Mishnah on the end of the first chapter of Olos enumerates how many limbs do you have in your hand, in your arm. It enumerates going through the whole body, and it's an important Mishnah to know. Maybe after our learning we'll look it up, just because that Mishnah really identifies the body parts in Hebrew. If you encounter a body part in Hebrew, how do you know which body part it is? So it's easy. You open up that Mishnah, and the Mishnah goes in the order of the body. It begins from the toes and works its way up from the toes. Okay, we'll learn the Mishnah Mitzvah after this. So the Mishnah says we have 248 limbs in the body. And if the individual wants, he could repeat it together with the Shaliach Tzibur. And someone who is reading Shema alone could also repeat these three words if he wants to. Our custom is that we say Kel Melech Ne'eman, introducing Shema, if we're not in shul. We look at prayer as something that's precious, and we prepare ourselves for it. I don't know how many of you have had the experience of dating someone you're excited to date. So you jump out of bed and you get to the dates early. Think of your birthday. Think of something that excited you. You got there early. You didn't get there 2 minutes late. The same thing with Shemona Esrei. Chazal said, we shouldn't stand up for Shemona Esrei when it's time to say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. Chazal said, you're supposed to be standing in the place before you hit Shemona Esrei. So people are supposed to stand up when they say Tilot Lekel Elyon. When you're up to Micha Mocha, then already you should be standing, walking, taking your three steps to the place where you're going to daven Shemona Esrei. Stand in place so that when you hit Shemona Esrei, you're already in that place, you've already been standing there. So he says the place to stand up is when we reach the words Tilot Le'el Elyon. We stand up in preparation for prayer.